Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
On today's episode,
big energy, Mike. We gotta get this. We gotta nail this. There's big news out there, Mike. There's big news.
Hey, it's exciting.
No, it's not exciting. It's a travesty.
Wait,
but
no,
who knows?
The Nets have a clear future plan ahead of them, which is to suck.
Well,
that's the plan, to suck.
That and so much more coming up next with the Good Guys.
Back to the Glue Guys. This is Mike here. Say hello,
Brian. Hello.
Check us out on Twitter at BKGlueGuys, NetSale.com, The Athletic, get yourself by the paywall, TheAthletic.com/GlueGuys, a subsidiary of the New York Times. Brian, this is the end of the pod. Hey, everyone. The podcast is over. The Glue Guys are just folding up shop. Kevin Durant has requested a trade.
Mike,
Kevin Durant.
There's so much going on,
Kevin,
in my brain. I don't even know where to start with this news, Mike. Where to even? How about start with the fact that he waited for Kyrie to go through this whole riffraff with the player option, only to just ask for a trade the next day? What is happening here,
well,
Mike?
I will tell you that is, in fact, doing the Nets a favor here. It does. So we're going to get into it.
Let's,
I mean, this is all,
let's,
about.
Let's not start there. Let's start where you want to start.
It is doing the Nets a favor, the fact that Kevin Durant didn't tell them until now. Because imagine a situation where Kyrie opts out, then Kevin Durant requests a trade out of Brooklyn. By Kyrie being a part of this picture, at least it's another guy that they could throw in a trade and become. I mean, because here's the honest truth, okay? You're going to hear a lot of things. I mean, there's going to be a lot of information that comes out as we are sort of, you know, as we're potting right now. It's 3:14 p.m. It was maybe 15 minutes ago that this news got out via Woj. By Rich Kleiman putting his name to it and telling Woj that this is happening. This isn't just reports, okay?
No.
This is him literally saying, Rich Kleiman, business manager and agent for Kevin Durant, that Kevin has requested a trade, and we're hearing a lot of information leak out as we're talking. This thing, whatever it is, I mean, it's probably going to be built around Ben Simmons at this point.
I'm like stunlocked right now.
Sam Amick reporting right now that the Nets are expected to keep Ben Simmons. This team is going to be built around Ben Simmons, and it's going to suck. And that's what's going to happen. Like,
yeah, baby.
It will actually do the Nets a disservice if they trade Durant and Kyrie and, like, get, you know, Jaylen Brown and, like, because ultimately this team is not going to be good enough to do anything. And if they go back to the middle, if they're going to be, let's say it's Kevin Durant to the Celtics, they get Jaylen Brown and picks. Let's say it's Kyrie to the Lakers and they get Russell Westbrook. You know, the team's going to suck, but it's a direction. Hey, Brian, it's a direction. How are you feeling?
It is definitely a direction. I mean, we're headed in a direction one way or another. Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of stunlocked by the news, to be honest. So I didn't have a whole lot of thoughts prepared for this. It's going to be a pretty emotional, just emotion-based, you know, feels-based kind of pod as far as this goes. I mean, I'm just thinking about, like, in conceiving of packages, is this, we're conceiving of like Kyrie and KD going places to, obviously they're going separate ways, or I mean, is Kyrie necessarily on the trade block now auto just because of this? Like, what happens here, Mike? I have so many questions for you. My gosh,
I don't think it's auto Kyrie Irving's on the trade block, but if I'm Sean Marks, if he's allowed to operate this franchise, let's be honest, he, like, as much as we've been defenders of the Marks regime and he's done a lot of very good things, he built this team out of the ashes of Billy King to make them a franchise that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving would want to go to. You know, if you're Josiah, you should probably fire Sean Marks at some point, because you can't, this can't happen. Like, You can't build a team around Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, regardless of the circumstances, and James Harden is a part of the picture, and then everyone's going to be okay. That Steve Nash is going to be okay, that Sean Marks is going to be okay. Kind of have to make a decision. And this isn't like a fire Sean Marks podcast. I'm just saying, in the wreckage of the greatest player in franchise history, regardless of how short that tenure is, if he is saying, I want to leave this franchise, it's really hard to maintain leadership in that circumstance. I don't know if you agree, but again, this is just so crazy.
I'm just really like, I'm truly stunlocked. I'm trying to think of interesting things to say other than just like trying to think what comes back in this. Like the idea that we're building.
Do you know that the Nets have Royce O'Neal, by the way?
I did see that. I'm stoked. Super stoked on that. That's huge.
Thank God the team. So let me ask you this. So this, I tweeted a picture, a screenshot on my phone. And it's back-to-back tweets of Woj tweeting out that Durant requested a trade with the team today. And then Shams reporting Utah is trading Royce O'Neal to Brooklyn for a first-round pick. It's like, what realities are we living in?
Yeah.
What reality is like Royce O'Neal coming to Brooklyn for a first-round pick and Durant is being moved? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
Do you think... I kind of talked about how this team's going to suck and, you know, this is going to start this like long process to trying to build back a contender. But do you think Joe Tsai and Sean Marks are going to try to turn this into like usable pieces? Meaning like, are they going to try to get all draft picks or is it going to be, hey, let's actually try to get like a real veteran here for Durant. Let's get another real veteran for Kyrie Irving. Apparently, Kevin Durant, the Wizards are not on his list of preferred destinations. So that would seem to eliminate Bradley Beal being
Wizards.
Bradley, yeah, well, Bradley Beal's not coming here. Not that he would want to.
I'm just thinking about like, I'm not even at the, well, I'm all over the place, honestly, but I'm trying to think about like how we got to this place. You know, there was a lot of reports in the wake of the Kyrie thing about how there had been some serious sit downs between Joe. Are you about to pop one? Are you about to, oh my God. What time is it?
I don't care. It's,
oh my God.
It's KD the clock man, somewhere.
The man's been driven to the drink. Well, mazel. Good for you, Mike.
Spittle all over me.
There was apparently a whole lot of sit downs with Kyrie and KD and I guess upper management, Josiah, Sean Marks inferred, about like, hey guys, like time to reassess this whole situation. I'm wondering if the conclusion from that isn't that like this is curdled, like fully well and good. Like Kyrie is, you know, going to do whatever he's going to do. Kevin Durant is sitting cross armed and not interested. And like, you know, I'm wondering if, because again, these are two personalities that just, I know it's difficult for Kyrie. I would imagine it's difficult for KD to be wrested back from a team composition that is like, you know, making them feel negatively in any way. And like, it's not going to get better. So I'm just trying to think now I'm going into full copium mode, as you can tell. It's like, they're trying to get ahead of the fact that this is going to be a slow descent with, you know, now increasingly aging assets and get some like, really, I mean, like the packages you're going to get for Kevin Durant, Mike, what are we going to see here? I mean, truly we're trading what's, I mean, still widely talked about as being the best player in basketball currently at just the very, very tippy, toppy, just almost trending downward peak of his prime. I don't know that we've ever seen something like that.
Well, so Woj reported that Phoenix and Miami are among two of the teams that Kevin Durant has on his wish list, but the Nets plan to move Durant where they can get the best possible deal with 4 years on his contract. Thank God he re-signed. There's no Woj didn't say that. I'm saying
that's
how hilarious would Woj say that? There's no shortage of teams willing to unload assets for Kevin Durant. So that's a real question. Like, what package do you want? Do you want, like, so if it is Phoenix and Miami, that means it's like DeAndre Ayton led or it's Tyler Hero centric package. Those are situations where even if Phoenix throws on their five first round picks, all the picks and pick swaps unprotected, even if Miami does the same, all those picks are most likely going to suck. Though, of course, we thought the same thing when Brooklyn traded all those picks to Houston to get James Harden. We were like, well, those picks are going to suck. And now those picks are going to be awesome for Houston. And applaud Raphael Stone for making what will end up being another fantastic controlling the Nets draft assets going forward. The thing is, like, to talk about trade packages, there's just not that many teams that are contenders that have appealing draft pick, appealing young players. The team I thought about, and this would be very controversial, Golden State Warriors, Wiggins as the salary match, for, and you get Wiseman, Moody, and Kuminga.
Maybe you imagine in- repeating this after, again, another championship? Like, see, like that would be, that's too much. That's almost too much for the narrative
arc.
You
know what's too much?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant requesting a trade after Kyrie Irving opts in.
You were going to say your trade and I interrupted you, but I just was thinking out loud. Sorry, you were who? Wiseman and who?
It would be Wiseman,
yeah,
Kuminga, Moody. So basically all the good young players on the Warriors, all those like guys on the bench who didn't play in the finals but are somewhat interesting to varying degrees, all the Warriors' first-round picks. And I would be like, can we have Jordan Poole, please? Like, can we please have like another player on here? And Wiggins would be the salary matching thing. So, I this is like fake trade season. Like, you know, there's going to be so many ideas of what they're going to do. Ask you, Brian, do you want the future value trade or do you want the present value trade? Present value trades being like DeAndre Ayton and two first round picks, ugh, plus someone else pretty good on the Suns for KD. Or do you just want to send KD away for super young rookie contract guys, cheap guys, and a bunch of picks? Do you want the Oklahoma City Thunder route, which is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and a bunch of picks that went to OKC? To me, what I think the Nets are going to do, and again, we're hurried, we're rushed. This all happened. We're all here with you in the moment.
We're one of accepting. We're one of you in this moment. Okay.
Yeah. Thank God the Nets have Royce O'Neal. That's going to be the name of the podcast. I feel like Josai is going to want to compete, and I think the packages that he's going to want to take, DeAndre Ayton or Tyler Hero, and a bunch of picks, and maybe some other useful players. And then you send Kyrie Irving somewhere else. You trade him to whoever wants him for a year. You get another serviceable player plus picks, and you go from there. And then it's DeAndre Ayton, Ben Simmons, and
stop.
Point guard X.
I'm not a DeAndre Ayton guy by any means, but the reality is just kind of set in. A little bit with his name and Tyler Hero's name being bandied about as the central part of a trade package for Kevin Durant. The question is like, more to your point, like, is it a blow it up, you know, sort of moment, play for the future, or, you know, stay competitive? I agree with you that, I mean, especially with just, you know, KD at his, you know, in particular at his value level, not to say that we're not also trading Kyrie, like, presumably, potentially, maybe, I don't know where we land on that, but I don't see why for those two guys you can't get a little of both. You know, a little today, a little tomorrow, Mike. I don't know why my phone's exploding with messages right now.
Well, because Kevin Durant.
Yeah, because everybody in my life is
Joel Embiid goes LOL. Thank God.
He said, I mean, LOL, there's so much thank God.
No, he said LOL. Kevin Durant made the request directly to Nets owner Josai today. Chris Haynes reports that the Suns is one of the preferred destinations. And real Quentin Mayo from DC area, has been saying for the past 24 hours that he's been hearing rumors. This is interesting, and I think we need to talk about this. Quentin Mayo is like a blogger guy here in DC, young guy who talks about the Wizards and works for BetMGM now as like a betting analyst. A year ago, he called the Spencer Dinwiddie to Wizards machinations, eventual sign and trade, way before anyone else knew it. Now, he's plugged into the Wizards, so that made sense. He, 24 hours ago, said, I'm hearing rumors that DeAndre Ayton is going to go to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And people like John Hollinger, and nothing wrong with what John is doing, John Hollinger is reacting to the Ayton rumors before the KD news, saying, the Nets it's almost impossible for the Nets to make that happen, because if they got a sign and trade for Ayton, it hard caps them and they have to be below the luxury tax. Mm-hmm. And for the Nets, that would be pretty much impossible. Well, if they trade Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, it's very possible to get below the salary cap. luxury tax line. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it could be something that Josiah would appreciate because this team is probably not going to win a championship going forward. Can I just address the DeAndre Ayton thing for a minute?
Please.
I understand it's an asset play. Like, hey, this is a really young guy, former number one overall pick who's been productive, has gone to the NBA Finals. Obviously, the reason why the Suns don't really want to keep him is simply only because Robert Sarver, the team's owner, doesn't want to pay that luxury tax bill. Mm-hmm. But if we're supposed to believe in a future of Ben Simmons, a guy like DeAndre Ayton really doesn't help. Because who did Ben Simmons play with in Philly? Play with Joel Embiid, who's like five times the player that Ayton is and a much better outside shooter. And Embiid and Simmons didn't work ultimately together.
Yeah. Well, I think I don't see them as slightly Ayton different. Is Ayton still doing, is he doing much of just like, you know, posts, you know, like mid post, like sort of just like going, you know, one on one with his defender? I feel like Ayton has, I mean, just mostly due to personnel, has been more part of like a, you know, just kind of dump off strategy. Like that's where he gets most of his points from. I mean, I know he's got more to his bag than that, but like, I mean, Embiid is sort of in a class of his own of ISO big man territory. Does Ayton do any of that stuff, or I don't know.
But what I'm thinking is if Simmons couldn't even work with someone as a supernova talent like Embiid who can shoot threes, he's not going to work with like a poor man's Joel Embiid who can't shoot threes, which is DeAndre Ayton. Like, again, beggars can't be choosers, Bri. Mm-hmm. Where are we? Are we a beggar or are we a chooser? I don't know.
Yeah, hard to know. Hard to know.
Jesus, man. This is so, I can't, you know, it's like, it's believable, but it's unbelievable because the emotional roller coaster that we have been on this entire year. Remember there was that time, I don't know if you remember this, this team had James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? There was like a
moment.
And
we had the most efficient offense in NBA history.
NBA history.
Yeah.
It was devastating.
Mike D'Antoni's offense, crafted, handcrafted.
And so that was cool. And then I felt like maybe things kind of went wayward. I'm not sure where.
It was Giannis. Giannis destroyed Kyrie's ankle, and everything's gone downhill from then. You know, now he's persona non grata.
How this blowing up, this Nets situation, I mean, it will go down as the biggest sort of like dream team. Like people like to point to the Lakers photo of Steve Nash, Kobe Bryant, Pau Gasol, and Dwight Howard as like that was the ultimate disaster team. Mm-hmm. Frankly, the Nets are, you know, that's...
I mean, in terms of marquee value up there, not a whole lot bigger names than what were up there for us. I mean, yeah, that was... This is one for the books, Mike. But anyways, I mean...
Royce O'Neal's a really good stretch four. Stop. Thank God they got Royce O'Neal.
Okay, gun to your head, Mike, in Roblox. Does Kyrie...
You keep saying that.
Does
Roblox.
Does Kyrie play this season for the Nets? There's no way. Now, and also, why... Are they not friends, Mike? What happened here? I thought they were friends.
Also, what was the thing that made KD make the thing now? Like, what changed from the moment Kyrie opted in to... So what was that? That was like 2 days ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's a favor to us, but why? I don't... And like, also, why dilute... Like, I just... Unless he wants to just not play with Kyrie and not say it. I mean, not... I don't want to start putting that into the airwaves. Maybe I do. But...
what a turn of events that would be if he's leaving because Kyrie did opt in. And then Sean and Joe would be like, you should have told us.
Yeah.
Like, if you just said to us, don't get Kyrie. Well, I mean, obviously, it was all up like to Kyrie.
We had it the exact opposite way. There was like, oh, there was a miscommunication. when I said if Kyrie plays here, I meant like he has to not play here for me to play here. Interesting. I don't know. I'm all over the place, Mike, obviously. This is going to be bad radio, but yeah, I don't know. Kyrie on a player option, that presumably makes his trade value lesser. And so the sign and trade, I don't know. Now I'm just going all over the place because now going back to the Kyrie negotiation with this information in hand, does that change anything?
Yeah, I mean, it is awesome that the Nets have Kyrie Irving. But it is awesome that they have him in terms of an asset play. But there's no way he can play basketball for this team if Kevin Durant leaves. Like, do you want Kyrie Irving on your basketball team if Kevin Durant's gone. I don't want him around Ben Simmons, Cam Thomas.
What about the Socratic walks I talked about? We could really give him the keys to the Ferrari here, Mike, and he could be the guy.
What I would love is if like the Nets trade Kyrie to Utah for Donovan Mitchell or something, and because Donovan Mitchell may want to come home to New York, who knows?
Oh, Mike, people are gonna like that.
I'm just like, but obviously, if you're Utah, you just got a first round pick out of the Nets for the Royce O'Neal trade.
Yeah, they're off to a good start. They're signing deals, you know. One win begets another. So a team of Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, and DeAndre Ayton. Where does that get you in terms
good.
Of
hey,
excitement?
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
so you're basically as good as the Atlanta Hawks at that point with DeJounte Murray and it's the team I would like. So here's just top three off the top of my head trades that I would like to see. Okay, this is the Warriors play, which is you take all their young players plus Wiggins because he's the contract that works. Another former anti-vax bro who did get vaxxed, and you get all their first round picks. Another team I like, and I'm being serious about this. KD to the Pelicans for Zion and all the picks the Pelicans got, which is the Bucks picks plus all their picks. Just give me Zion.
I mean, that's like, slightly more in the blow it up direction, but I mean, with at least a shiny yet a scuffed diamond, you know, in the rough potentially.
Zion is like kind of the ultimate Nets player because he hasn't proven anything and is completely damaged.
And we'll never see a guy like that play. I mean, however much like the damaged goods that we damage undamaged goods. So what do we do to damage goods? Yeah.
Can you imagine? But think about the basketball fit of Ben Simmons and Zion. It would be just like the Bash Brothers, two bowling balls in the basketball court.
How fun is that?
Slamming into each other as they try both to get to the hoop.
both just simultaneously leading that break. I'm into it, Mike. You're sold.
It'd be
sold.
Like if Sean Kemp and Barkley played together at their peaks. And then the other trade that I would think about is like if it's the Suns where it is Ayton, Mikal Bridges, and, you know, a bunch of picks, then you're like, okay, so it's Ben Simmons and Bridges, Ayton. Your defense would improve greatly. You turn Kyrie into something else. You probably send Kyrie to Dallas back for Spencer Dinwiddie and something else because they're now going to lose Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, well, the team's decent. And the Nets go back to being the team they were before KD and Kyrie come, which is like a very competitive team that has a bunch of assets to then trade for superstars in the future. Like, that's kind of the path. There's like a couple of paths laid out to them. Whatever path it is, the Nets are still in Brooklyn. And, you know, are they more of a dumpster fire than the Knicks? Like, you kind of have to say they are at the moment. But, you know, the Knicks are run by James Dolan. And maybe Josiah is actually just James Dolan in sheep's clothing. And we just don't know it.
I can't believe Kevin Durant didn't come out with this on the Et Cetera's podcast with Eddie Gonzalez. I can't believe that they were just sitting on this news, Mike, that whole time, just stone-faced.
Well, you remember it was 3 years ago today that Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan signed. And the way we learned about that news was through the boardroom's Instagram. Remember when we all had to sign up and follow the boardroom's Instagram? Because we were told that KD would make his announcement there. It would be great for his pod. I mean, this is just cold-hearted capitalists like you and I are. It would be great if he said, on my podcast, I will announce what I'm going to do coming into the season.
Get behind the paywall. Download it on Napster.com, Kazaa.com.
Oh, my Lord. This is just so...
Torrent. Stream the torrent. Oh, Mike. What are we going to do?
What do you want?
I'm actually, honestly, you know, I don't know what it is about me. I move on really quickly and I'm already just like, okay, yeah, let's think what we got here. Like the beginning half of this show was me. That was my emotional reaction. Now I'm ready to body up to the negotiation table here, Mike. Because look, if the thing was going to implode, and I have reason to suspect that there's like an above 50% chance that it was going to just after this season anyways, nip it in the bud, get the best value, you know, get an extra year out of Kevin Durant's contract. You have Kyrie for the 1 year. Ben Simmons, you have on for an obscene amount of time too. Like, we're at a good negotiating position, despite the fact that Kevin Durant wants a trade, which is usually not the best negotiation position. So we're, I mean, if we like, you know, trade all, you know, two or three of those parts, it's a king's ransom, Mike.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know this. Kevin Durant should fire Rich Kleiman because he never should have let Kevin sign that extension. Because imagine if Kevin Durant had the ability to be a free agent right now. One, the Nets would be completely screwed. And two, he could go wherever he wanted. But he can't. He has to. Because, like, there's going to be some conversation out there that, like, oh, the Nets aren't going to have that much leverage. Because, you know, Kevin Durant, if he doesn't want to go somewhere, he'll just say, like, yeah, I don't want to go to Utah. And on some level, the Nets are going to understand, and the Utah Jazz are going to understand that Kevin Durant probably doesn't want to play in Utah. But he signed a huge deal. 4 years left, right? I think it's 4 years left. The Nets, in the way that the Thunder traded Paul George and ended up getting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and all those picks, the Nets have that amount of leverage, if not more. So
is there any more information about other than Miami and Phoenix?
The Suns?
Yeah. Well, is there any?
Can I tell you something funny? Mm-hmm. There's some guy who is like a contractor in the Memphis area who says, okay. I know a guy who used to be in the NBA who tells me that Ja and KD are trying to link up. So the Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay. That's real back channeling. I respect the hustle.
I will say, if we can point this out, thank you, Mr. Contractor in the Memphis area. If there's a team out there that the Nets could actually get a bunch of really good young players from, and some future picks, because Grizzlies have future picks. The Grizzlies have a lot of ammo for a big trade.
They do. They got a lot of tasty wings too that we want. Mm-hmm.
They have the best amount of ammo of all the top teams. I'm just going to name the teams that have been in the playoffs, and you will get a sense of how the Heat have some assets. They have Tyler Hero and picks. The Celtics have Jaylen Brown and picks. The Bucks have nothing to offer. The 76ers, which there's rumors that the 76ers and Kyrie could be a connection point.
Yeah.
Dude, if they can get Tyrese Maxey and trade Kyrie, God, like I would give up picks get Tyrese Maxey.
I would do a lot of obscene things to get Kyrie and Harden back on the same team. That's somewhere else. that would be great.
The Chicago Bulls have like a Zach LaVine sign and trade situation, but if the Nets sign and trade, like, KD's probably not going to go to the Bulls. The Suns are a team that have Ayton, Bridges, and some picks. Grizzlies have a bunch of young guys and picks. The Warriors have those collection of young players and picks. Dallas doesn't really have all that much to offer for KD. The Jazz have Donovan Mitchell. But, again, is Kevin Durant going to really want to play in Utah? The Nuggets, I pray that the Nets don't accept a package of like Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and like bunch of picks, because Michael Porter Jr., I think, is going to have a really rough career coming out of his back injuries, like consistent back injury with that. The Timberwolves, can we get Anthony Edwards? No.
I mean, outside of the Memphis back channeling, like, first of all, amazing that, you know, Kevin Durant would want to back channel with another star point guard. You know, does Kyrie feel cheated on? First question. Second, like, the idea that he's going to go from Brooklyn to Memphis to play with Jazz. So it's just like any of these teams, maybe this is just because of like the recent, you know, shine on Brooklyn, but it seems like less of a good situation than we are, even basketball wise, to a certain extent. I mean, Phoenix, I think, obviously is like, that's a really good situation for him, especially for DeAndre Ayton, who, to your point, is, you know, it's a skill set that's kind of like becoming harder to prioritize in the NBA in the first place. But I mean, Memphis would be such a great trade partner, to your point. So many good parts. Are you reading something?
Apparently Zach Lowe's on ESPN talking about how none of this would have happened if Kyrie had gotten vaccinated. And that is 100% the case. It's been something I'm thinking about ever since we saw the tweet from Woj announcing that Rich Kleiman has requested a trade for his client out of Brooklyn. You know, I don't want to do like whose fault this is yet because it's so fresh and new.
Well, we already know whose fault it is, so we can just keep it.
We need to say it. Oh, okay. It needs to be said. Okay. It's Kyrie Irving. I mean, you know, there's a lot of cooks in that kitchen. You know, a lot of cooks. It's not just Sookie from Gilmore Girls in the kitchen cooking up everything like she did for Gilmore Girls, played by, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy. There's a lot of cooks in that kitchen. It's Ratatouille. You know, there's a lot of people, a lot of dishes. There's the sauce chef. There's the guy just on the meat. There's the guy just on the vegetables.
I don't even know that. Who are these people? It feels very like linear for me, actually. But I mean, I'm interested to hear more. But yeah,
it's Steve Nash's fault for being a bad coach. It's Kyrie's fault for being an anti-vaxxer. It's Sean Marks's fault for not understanding what his two stars really need in the moment. It's Joe Tsai's fault for being both an enabler and also a bad cop at times. It's Joe Harris's fault for walking around in the snow with his busted ankle, wow, trying to get a cup of coffee. There's a lot of people to blame. But mostly it's Kyrie Irving. Mostly it's him.
I think, I mean, like what we had here was...
And also Kevin Durant, frankly. Kevin Durant's to blame because he chose to play with Kyrie.
Yes. Well, we had this like very short window of time to see if the personalities were compatible. Like we had this one very, very short period of time to see if there was evidence of the basketball working out. That was clear to me, to everybody, you know, in that one beautiful second half of a season when we had Harden and Kyrie and KD, like we were saying, how they had a great offense, so on and so forth. But as time wore on, the personalities... that element started to rear its ugly head, Mike. And what can you do when you don't have personalities that mix and you already have... I mean, like, not having personalities mix is not the worst thing in the world. Like, if you look at Jordan's Bulls or whatever, it's like everyone hated each other all the time, pretty much. There was, like, some mutual respect for some players. Like, Scottie and Michael liked each other to a certain extent. But they were also, like, not afraid to be combative with one another. This group of guys, like, they had no ability to... you know, look across the aisle and do even like the respect you combat you kind of dynamic, like that, none of that was gonna work. And so it imploded very quickly, very quickly. And it was exacerbated by Kyrie's not playing because of his really, really dumb vaccination stance. So, and we started out the season, Mike, a year ago, you know, 9 months ago, whatever it was, by saying like, if Kyrie Irving ruined our championship window because of his vaccination stance, we would never be able to forgive him. I remember saying those words. I said that. I don't know if you said that, but I think you nodded your head, and maybe you weren't even listening, but you were just nodding your head with your eyes rolled in your back of your head, and just the way you are now. And do we still feel like that's true? I mean, like for me, it's less complicated. There's less people at if you're one of the three best players in this team, you're ostensibly a leader. It's on you to exhibit the leadership qualities. It's on you to congeal those personalities. Clearly that never happened. And now, again, Mike, don't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. Kevin Durant, you're going to hear him say, love Kyrie. Love him. Watch what he does. What did he do, Mike? He left quickly. He left quickly.
and that's why I blame... A lot of people are on Twitter have hated Sean Marks while this public squabble with Kyrie has been happening. And you have to blame, regardless of how much you like Sean Marks and how he's drafted and the smart moves that he's made, because he's made a bunch of them. Again, he built the team that made it so Kyrie and Kevin Durant would want to come here. Though, what a gift. I am looking that gift horse right in the mouth.
Yeah.
I'm staring at that mouth and it's some busted teeth, because that was not a gift. It was a Trojan horse, if you will.
Definitely a horse of some kind, though. It's definitely a horse.
But, like, organizationally, if you can't, you know, we've seen in the past Kevin Durant move from one team to another. He went from Oklahoma City to the Warriors, and the Warriors were a championship team, way more stable. They had better leadership. So when Kevin Durant went there, he elevated the team, he elevated his play, and they won championships. He tried to import his own culture into Brooklyn, because the Nets, while had a nice, cute culture, ultimately wasn't like what the team needed to win championships. And him and Kyrie joined forces, and it's an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
You know, again, we're going to talk about all this. The thing, just looking forward, Royce O'Neal's fit with Ben Simmons, Brian.
You like it. You like that fit. That's a good fit.
Yeah. I do like. I actually wish Royce O'Neal could play with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons, because Royce is a good player.
That would be good. Yeah, Mike. It was fun while it lasted. But you know, like I was saying, like it doesn't. Like, this is not the crew where it gets better with time. It just doesn't feel that way to me. And if everyone's dug in on their sides, and it seems like they are, then what's to be done, Mike? What's to be done? But move forward.
Woj has said that more than half of the league has already called Brooklyn about the possibility of acquiring Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I would hope everybody gets there pretty quick. I
mean, yeah. like which teams aren't at least texting Marks and just saying,
sup? Like, just a sup question mark.
Hey guys, hey, like, you know when you talk to someone at work and you want something from them, but you have to back into the request. Sean, how's the weather in Brooklyn? Right, like, how's
that's
it going?
How you're gonna at me with a how's a weather question?
It was, oh, by the way, oh, Sean, oh, by the way, I heard some news.
Do you? That's the fastest way to get left unread I've ever heard, Mike. That's the.
I'm gonna go down the list of the top. This is the end of the episode. The top point scorers in the NBA this past season. I'm gonna name them by name. Do you think the Nets could actually get them in a trade for Kevin Durant? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis.
No.
Luka.
No.
Jokic.
No.
Jimmy Butler.
If he wanted to, yeah.
Curry.
No.
Ja.
No.
Just say no. Brandon Ingram.
I don't think that even that was what you would want to get back. I mean.
But could the Nets get that?
I think so. I think you could probably get Brandon Ingram. I think I would say if that was your deal, then you probably can get that.
Jason Tatum.
Again, yeah, I'll throw him in with the Ingram situation. Doesn't make sense for either side, but like I think it's possible.
Okay. Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards, yeah.
Yeah.
Embiid, no.
No.
Devin Booker.
Yeah. I think you do. I think you do.
Devin, it would be very wild if the Suns traded Devin Booker for Durant. If the Nets could get Devin Booker for Durant, even if it meant like a straight up one for one, I would be very happy.
Are you worried about Eskimo brother tension though between him and Ben Simmons? Got him. Dirty
That's
dogs.
The problem. All those people were naming, Ben Simmons has had some personal or professional like interactions with that have not, like Jimmy Butler. Like if there's no Ben Simmons equation, like thinking like, okay, if they got Jimmy Butler, he's such a psycho that if he came to Brooklyn and was traded for Durant, he would take that as a personal affront and he would win the MVP that next season. But he hates Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons probably hates him. I don't think Ben Simmons cares.
Why do they have
about
to hate it just because they dated the same girl? What is this? What are we?
Haven't we all?
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown. Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
And then after that, it's like.
Easy yes.
It's like, let me ask you this. Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you get it. I think that relationship has gone, you know, spun in neutral long enough.
Royce O'Neal. Oh, he's already in net. Thank God.
Thank God.
All right.
Good exercise, well, though. Fun exercise. Did you agree with my answers? But you seem to balk at the Tatum thing.
Tatum is one of the most untradeable players. Like, I think he's firmly in Boston. Like if Danny Ainge was in Boston, I think it would be possible. But I don't think it's possible. I don't think Brad Stevens would trade Tatum. Like, I think if anything, it would be like Jaylen Brown, all of our picks, you know, Marcus Smart, Grant. Like, it'd basically be like you can have everything else, but
I consistently underrate Tatum. It's like baked in there, you know. I just have a like long-standing bias against him. Okay, well, that's the end of the show. Mike froze, so I'm going to be wrapping this one up solo for the YouTube. At BK Glue Guys on Twitter. Discord, join the Discord. There's going to be spicy takes. It's on fire right now. I can see my CPU heating up with all the spicy takes. That's discord.gg/glueguys, or you can find the link in the YouTube description below or in the Twitter bio. NetsDaily.com, best source for Nets news. The Athletic, best source for all the other kinds of news. Get behind the paywall. Mike, thank you so much for joining me on this incredibly important episode. You know, had to land the plane solo, but we're out of here, guys. Okay. Bye-bye. Take care. See you guys.